Our theme tonight is surfing the Ebola bailouts. That's my name for this unbelievably major, invasive media campaign cooking up something or cooking into something that is nothing, at least yet. We see Twitter. I'm getting engulfed by Twitters on Ebola. It's the official topic of interest. We're getting people are reporting all sorts of texts coming in on their smartphones from emergency services and local news services. Newspapers are full of it. Magazines are full of it. Emails. I'm getting inundated by Ebola emails. TV. I would say I've never seen a more serious turn on of entrainment technology and subliminal programming. I almost wonder if there isn't some, you know, massive general sort of ether emailing coming out of the cell towers and Wi-Fi network, so it's in the field. Allegedly, one person from Liberia has died in Dallas. This is the basis of numerous people jumping on the bandwagon. It's kind of like everybody's issue is trying to find a way to ride this issue since we're all going to have it. It's like everybody's stopping for a car crash. And there's some very clever twists from Mr. Global, whichever the people who are engineering this campaign, they're having a lot of fun with this. They're doing a lot of twists and turns on the conspiracy theory. Oh, they're really not telling you the truth about Ebola. It's really funny. And then, of course, all the people who are being targeted as conspiracy theorists are trying to jump on, now everybody coming across the border is got Ebola. And if you question them on it, you get hit with the retrovirus, the five children who allegedly died this week of that. And I finally turned around to someone. I did the calculations and said, look, on average, in the last week, 800 people in the United States have died from car crashes, 10,000 from heart disease. It's fair to say that the country is literally dying of a broken heart, and we can come up with a list of what's causing that. And moreover, for the last 10 years or longer, we've had chemtrails being sprayed. Well, it's longer than 10 years now. It's almost 20 years with, you know, full of nanoparticles, biowarfare, blood cells spraying all over your land, your oxygen. But you're not angry about all those things. You're angry about Ebola and upset about Ebola. What's this about? So essentially what this is about is a financial event. You're looking at another way to assert a very domineering position, controlling position over the financial system in very invasive ways, potentially. One, it's going to give both the federal government and the central banks power to inject money off balance sheet in a whole variety of ways, particularly if they start declaring emergency powers. So if the Fed's cutting back $5 billion a month, you can find in lots of ways through this to put $5 billion back in without anybody really knowing it. And, of course, the more you have, quote-unquote, emergencies, the more all sorts of national security laws and laws within the credit programs in theory could kick in. You can also put a lot of money in established bureaucracies. The United Nations has announced they need $1 billion to deal with Ebola. The World Health Organization estimates they're going to need 490 million. We're getting billions of new resolutions for the U.S. and U.K. military to put boots on the ground in West Africa. I'm sure that if this continues to evolve, hospitals may get emergency responder preparation money. We'll see. There's a lot of opportunities to selectively replenish politically connected coffers that have been drained by Obamacare. And, of course, the big one is it's in place in case they need to do bank holidays. They can blame it all on pandemics or viruses. It's interesting. One I had thought of, but which came up today, was one commenter on Giza Death Star said that they had no intention of using paper money so long as these virus and germs were going around. So until the Ebola danger was off, they were only going to use digital money. Well, I'm sure that Mr. Global loves that one. I wonder where it came from. We see a lot of promotion of cutting off air travel to West Africa. I think that's more efforts to control African investment, what's going down there. There's no indication yet, but watch out. You know, if the effort on mandated vaccines gets going, we're going to want to stop that one. Anyway, but to date, I think this is a financial phenomena, And it's certainly working to be a very good distraction. Coming into the campaign, if you look at the economic news and the slower growth, there's real problems in dealing with the elections and on the hard information and facts, and so much better to have a distraction. I put up several commentaries this week. Many of them go to this sort of media trance and manipulation. One of them is called the Patty Hearst ISIS trance, and it's really about what a completely wag-the-dog ridiculous thing the whole ISIS thing is, which we've talked about on the Salier Report in the last couple weeks. So I won't repeat that, but, you know, that's up there with Ebola. And then also one called Musings on No One, Nobody, and Somebody, about the kind of circular reasoning you get in when you hear somebody say, why does no one do anything? You say, wait a minute, hundreds and thousands of people have done something. And what you discover is as soon as somebody does something, of course, they're out with the establishment, and that makes them no one, so it doesn't count what they're doing. It's very funny. It's kind of like the only thing we'll believe is what Mr. Global tells us we need to believe. Anyway, but it's as you look over, whether in the commentaries or what's going on with the sort of Ebola media event, you start to wonder because, you know, I think one of the most frustrating things for many of us is we see perfectly wonderful, intelligent, sane people completely fall for this stuff. I mean, I know some really smart, wonderful people who continually take all this stuff seriously. And so I think there's nothing to do, but it's, I think the, you know, sort of the entrainment in the media trance is almost like a food poisoning, and it just needs to go through the system and come out the other side. Please, 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 if you haven't listened to the Adam Trombley interview we did on entrainment technology and subliminal programming, you really need to listen to it and take it very much to heart with what's going on. I think it will really help guide you and understand some of what we're dealing with. The second thing is, we are coming into the winter season. It is expected to be a very cold and tough winter season. And Lord knows, given the stress, there are absolutely flu bugs and other stuff going around. So listen to the Salier Report we did with Laura Thompson on winter wellness. It's a really good one. And now's the time to start thinking about what you need to do to prepare your immune system and to detox. We did another one on detox that's really good. So just check out Winter Wellness with Dr. Laura Thompson. And finally, if you're really interested in what's going on with Ebola and you want to follow the facts, I would definitely check out John Rappaport's No More Fake News. He's covering it regularly. We're going to have him back on the Salier Report for his quarterly report, and I will make sure that he says something about Ebola.